This guided meditation offers a gentle yet powerful practice for working with heartbreak and unresolved pain from relationships. In this practice, you will be invited to create a safe enough inner space where you can tend to wounds or any internal tension from relationships that may be unaddressable directly or in person. No matter if you might be the recipient of harm from the relationship or from an external view, be the person who fractured the relationship, you can engage in this practice. Please move forward in this practice with extreme gentleness and care. So let's begin by just finding a comfortable posture and beginning to really allow our bodies to settle into a relaxed position. Maybe that's lying down, maybe that's a seated position, or maybe it's on a cushion. Just as long as your body feels as comfortable as possible. Some of us may choose to keep our eyes open, and some of us may prefer to lower our gaze. Either way is okay. And as you're finding your posture of choice, I want to invite you to do your best to allow your attention to really feel the surface of your body. Maybe just feeling the clothing on your body, feeling any temperature in the room, in the space where you are on your body. And then allow your attention to shift from the surface of the body to now kind of sensing the body and its aliveness from the inside out. Just noticing what that feels like in this moment. It may be helpful to soften your shoulders, relax your jaw, giving your hands and your belly permission to relax. Softening the hips, your knees, your feet. Really just allowing your body to be rested. And now we'll begin to connect to our motivation for engaging with our practice today. And that simply means bring to mind why you are practicing. Are you seeking healing? Are you seeking understanding, forgiveness? Or maybe you're just curious about the practice. There's no right or wrong, but just being as clear as possible as you begin the practice can be beneficial. So my motivation for practicing is just see whatever arises and let that motivation rest lightly just in your heart for a few moments. So just releasing the motivation. And now we're going to shift into creating and welcoming our circle of protection. And the circle of protection is an image or an expression of care and support that you can turn to and open to as a way of invoking feelings of protection and love and being held as we engage in our practice of tending to heartbreak connected to a relationship. So I'm inviting you to visualize a radiant light. It can be a light of any color of your choice. And just imagine that this light begins to fill the space around you. So no matter if you're inside or outside, just within your mind, imagine that a light that represents protection and care and love begins to surround you. And just giving yourself a few moments to feel the warmth, feel the touch of your circle of care. It also may include ancestors or angels or any other element that speaks to you and communicates protection and care and love to you. So just welcoming that within our mind and feeling, doing our best to feel that the aliveness of this care, the circle of care. And as we begin to move into our first contemplation of this practice, I just want to just remind you that you can always pause the practice and open back to your circle of care, or just resting in your body at any point. If you feel anxious or a little overwhelmed, any point, feel free to pause and to return back to feeling your circle of support. Okay, so our first contemplation. So I'd like to invite you to gently begin to bring to mind the relationship you've chosen to tend to with our practice. Just begin to bring this relationship to your awareness. And as you identify the relationship and the heartbreak, please be sensitive to the severity of this heartbreak, maybe the grief around it, to ensure that you feel capable and supported enough with working with this relationship currently. So I'm just considering if, from using a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being not too severe and 10 being a pretty intense relationship, know which feels best for you in this moment and choosing accordingly, okay? So just continuing by inviting into our awareness the relationship we've chosen to tend to. Maybe might even bring to mind the person involved. And just notice what happens as you invite the relationship into your experience, into your mind. Notice what else shows up. Is it a lot of thinking? Are emotions accompanying this remembrance? Just acknowledging, just noting. And also consider, what were the circumstances that gave rise to the fracture in this relationship, which led to the heartbreak? What were the circumstances? I'm just noting. And when the nature of this relationship shifted or faded or kind of came to an end, how did you feel? What was happening with inside of you, if you were to give it a feeling tone or a name to that experience, when things began to change? Maybe at one point there was strong connection involved, there was love present, there was connection, and then things kind of begin to fall apart, as relationships often do. How did you feel when that began to happen? I'm just noting that. And how about now, when considering all that's happened within this relationship, how do you feel toward this relationship now? Is there anger present? Is there shame? Is there just deep hurt, tenderness of heart? Just being curious and noticing, not judging. And now we're going to go a little deeper into our inquiry, where we begin to inquire what part of this relationship, the way this relationship is right now, what part of this feels hardest or heaviest for you right now? What about the way things are or turned out feels the hardest or the heaviest to bear right now? You might also be curious about where you feel the heartbreak or the grief most vividly in your experience. Does it appear kind of in your body at some place? You may just scan your body, just noticing. Is it more of kind of a mental story where it's still kind of connected to what happened, the circumstances? Is it more of kind of a felt sense of emotion? Just being curious about that. Where do I feel the grief, the heartbreak most vividly? Always remembering, we might return to the body, breathing in and really relaxing into the exhalation of the breathing process to support us if we need to. And continuing on, to where we begin to imagine if we actually had an opportunity to speak heart to heart with this person in this relationship. I want to invite you to just let these questions kind of unfold within you, and pausing after each just to consider if either these questions have an answer that is naturally arising in the moment. What do I wish this person could understand? What do I wish this person could understand? What do I wish that they could understand? Or maybe there's simply something that you want to get off your chest, that you want to share to them. If you were having a heart-to-heart, a truth that you needed to really just voice and communicate. Or maybe you simply just have some questions. Just seeing what's alive for you. What do I wish this person could understand or could know? Or what might I need to just get off my chest? What do I need to share? Or maybe I simply just have some questions that I want to ask. Feeling the body breathing in and feeling the body relaxing with the exhalation. And now we're shifting to a portion of the contemplation where I call Feeling newly. And this is a moment where we begin to imagine what it could be like to experience our heartbreak in a new way. And this is not by changing the other person or even changing the circumstances of the tension, but by shifting how we feel in relationship to our heartbreak, okay? So consider this, if you could transform the way you are or have been relating to yourself within the reality of this relationship, how would you choose to feel right now? If you could transform the way you are relating to yourself within the reality of this relationship and the heartbreak, or maybe transform the way you have been relating to the heartbreak, relating to yourself within the relationship. How would you choose to feel right now if you could choose to feel newly or feel differently? Would you choose to offer yourself, to offer the heartbreak more acceptance? Would you choose inner courage or strength? Or maybe there's more of a need for care and just kindness and gentleness. See what's true for you. And I also want to just note, if this feels inaccessible for you right now, that's understandable. And it's good to notice that and not to beat up on yourself about that. Simply work with offering, as best as you can, a kind, a loving attention to what you are able to feel. And then feel free to pick back up and join the practice again when we shift to the next section of the contemplation. But if you are able to assume a new feeling or assume that you might embody a different way of relating to your heartbreak. I want to invite you to allow yourself to feel as though you're actually stepping into that feeling, like you're really clothing yourself with that feeling and letting it sink in. You might even bring an image to mind of how you would look in real life while embodying that new feeling. And just rest in that feeling for a bit. Allow yourself to feel it deeply. And while kind of embodied with that feeling, after kind of stepping into and really embracing that feeling, I want to invite you to see if there are any requests or longings that you might have from life around this relationship, your community, friends, or family that will really feel supportive and might foster some type of support for you in becoming a little closer to feeling how you'd like to feel in relationship to your heartbreak. What do you need? What are you longing for from life, from community, from friends, from family, from yourself? And maybe it's nothing. Maybe you just feel content right now and you just like to let things be for a bit, and that's okay too. And we're now shifting to the end of our practice, where we begin to call back into our minds, our awareness, our circle of care surrounding us, appearing as the expression of a bright light or another image that represents care or love or protection and support for you. And you're just feeling and imagining that from every direction, your circle of care is gently bathing you with the feeling of gratitude, simply for having the courage to engage in this practice. Tending to heartbreak is not easy. So just for a few moments, resting in the silence of the moment, just inviting you to feel yourself bathing in the warmth, in the light, in the care and the gratitude of your circle of care, simply for having the courage to practice today. And when it feels right for you, just imagining that your circle of care completely dissolves around you, but you're left with the feeling of care within your heart, within every cell of your body. And this concludes our practice.